And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
God knows. I am.
Reincarnated. I was stargazing. Life goes on, honey, and all my babies.
Woke up looking for the broccoli. High key, keep a horn on me. That Kamasi. IP ownership, the blueprint is by me. Mr. Get Off, I get off at my feet.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 6 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guida Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDE or visit goguida.com. We were so wrapped up in Blue Chew the last moment. I didn't get to preview with Jack what the top five of five is going to be about.
And wrapped up could be a thing with Blue Chew.
Right, if you're being safe about it. Yeah, absolutely.
That's exactly right.
So I have no idea what's coming. Don't clip that either. Let's do it.
That's not even pause worthy. I mean, no? Can you grow up?
Well,
No, I know everyone's on edge on this show at all times, but yeah. Kind of a feel, too.
Right.
It's all right. Not all winners. Regardless, it's been a while since we've done a nice little caller stock watch. But it's time to check on the stock of some of our main callers. Number five, okay, Andrew. His stock is up.
There you go.
Wow.
Finally.
I think we might have found a little niche for him. Again, he gets a little long-winded.
Yes.
Little diarrhea of the mouth for no reason.
See, you can't. You're so rough on the guy. You're saying his stock is up, and the first thing that you said is he has diarrhea of the mouth for no reason.
I'm just saying, I need okay, Andrew.
Tighten it up.
To, like, listen to what Mayock did, right? You know, like, listen to that interview with Mayock.
Yep.
And think, how can I be clear, concise, and to the point? But I do think he is doing a good job in providing high-quality information.
Can I say this, and he'll be offended at it? You know what I think OK Andrew also suffers from a little bit? Somebody else suffers from the same thing? Buzz.
A little buzz?
They don't know when to get out.
Yeah, buzz is a huge issue with getting out of the conversation.
Yeah, they don't know where the exit ramp is.
He can't pick up on any social cues either.
No.
Like, he just runs right through it.
Right.
You know, he's kind of, and then he ends up just standing there looking around.
Yeah.
When there's no conversation going on for at least 2 minutes.
He doesn't get the all right, well.
No, like, he powers right through it. Yeah. Just powers right. And what's so funny about that with buzz, I'm glad you brought this up, is because I've tried to tell him that before. In a nice way. I'm not a bad guy. But then the other day, because he does his little overnight shift, and some of these other producers, they talk a lot too. He's like, you know what? Some of these young producers around here, they won't shut up.
That's what Buzz said?
Yeah, to me. And I said, oh, but that's ironic.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, when you do the overnight thing, there's a lot of talking.
Yeah. There's a lot of talking. Yeah. It's not great. Anyway, fourth on the caller stock watch, Chuck in Mount Airy. His stock down.
Damn.
Baseball season, Chuck, I'm out on. I know it's...
Oh.
Yep, no, I knew Ike was going to react like this. But it's just the same old cliches of old school baseball. They don't have a closer. They don't play small ball. It's like it's written in the handbook of how to call WIP in 1999. You know what I mean? Like, it's fine. It's not for me. And then I know with the Sixers stuff, it's brutal. Like, we know the Iverson and Bede thing. We get it. Love Chuck. Chuck is a close friend. But stock during baseball season, down.
I haven't heard him compliment a Phillies player aside from Bryce Harper.
Well, yeah. Trey's a bum. They're all, yeah.
Well, now we want the team to be held accountable.
And they are.
That's what Chuck is doing.
In a smart way, I agree that I want them to be held accountable.
In a smart way.
Yeah. Football. He's fine on football. Yeah, everyone can do the WIP thing on football.
Yeah, let it fly.
It's great on football. Baseball.
You want intellects.
Big old swing and a miss.
I could actually feel it during his call today. I was thinking, this must drive Jack insane.
Yeah.
That's because you treat everybody that way.
But I'm trying to get better at that. You know I'm trying to get better at that. I listen to you guys. You know, I take it. And we try to let you have your little opinions and then move on.
Oh, wow. You ain't listening to me, so I know you.
Your little opinions.
I know you're not paying attention to anything I say.
Yeah.
Third on caller.
I don't get offended either.
On caller Stockwatch. Yes. Jerry the truck horn driver. And if that call wasn't evident that his stock is up, I don't know. I don't know what is the high now. Dangerous,
yes,
100% should not do it. But for radio purposes, I was laughing.
His stock's been up for weeks now.
It is. Yeah, it is. I'm glad he's not dead.
Yeah,
I like his little random squirrel reference.
Yep.
The greased I still don't pole. Know what the hell that was.
The greased pole squirrel trying to get in the hole. We're all confused.
What that was.
It's like he's trying to do a Justin thing, but it's so bad that it's funny.
Yep.
that's
Is that what that was?
I think so.
He was trying to do the whole, now it makes a little more sense.
I also thought it was funny. He was like, look, these guys are going to do what's on the back of their baseball card. And I was like, yeah, Stott's baseball card said 240 last year. He's like, yeah, I know. And I was, right over his head.
Good enough, America's leadoff hitter.
Yeah, and also Jerry, do not watch YouTube while you're driving your tractor trailer.
Yes,
I'm begging you. Yeah,
and want to keep you as a caller and keep everybody else on the road safe.
Please,
yes. But if you do, keep it down to the side and not looking at it for viewership.
You can listen
purposes.
To it.
Yeah,
you can listen.
Also, there's no difference. Like Odyssey, the Odyssey app's great too. You can just listen on the Odyssey app.
You can listen on YouTube, just don't watch it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Second on the caller stock watch, OG Wade.
Way down.
Stock's way down. He doesn't even call anymore. He's got nothing to say. Yep. Every time he calls about baseball, it's just like they got to play small ball. But even that's a bit. It's all joking. They got to run the ball is what he said when asked about baseball. Jalen winning Super Bowl MVP and him being a made man, it's completely ruined OG Wade. OG Wade's dead. Physically,
I gotta figure out. Well, listen, I figuratively speaking, I don't know how he navigates the success. I think the success got here sooner than he thought it was going to get here, and he certainly didn't prepare for how to handle Jalen winning the Super Bowl.
By the way, this speaks to my whole thing about the journey being everything. He won, and he's got nothing left. He's a broken man.
That's a point for you.
You know, he's just wandering around. He's got no points anymore.
Yeah, nothing to argue about. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Make up a point system about baseball. Like, come on.
Didn't he try that?
He tried, but it was half-assed. Like, everything he does now is half-assed.
Well, here's the thing about OG Wade. You want to be a content creator. You want to have a podcast. Right. You want to be on YouTube. Well, you can't only do it when the thing that's interesting is happening. We got to do 4 hours every day.
That's right.
Every day. You got to dial in OG Wade. I agree. Yeah. Stock way down.
Yeah, no, you're right, because Jalen's not being ripped every day, so he doesn't call to defend him.
And I would say Corey might be the number one Jalen defender right now.
Oh, yes.
Well, I'll at least say this for Corey. Yeah, he still calls every day.
Every day. Every day.
Always ready.
Even when he went to Disney World, he called.
I know. Yeah. And he's always ready to fight about Jalen.
Always. Even if we're not talking about Jalen.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Yes, it don't even matter.
Yeah. His new battle isn't the Super Bowl. It's the battle is me and Jack and getting us to admit that we were wrong.
Yeah.
And holding us accountable daily. It drives me crazy, but I respect it.
Yeah. And guess what? You guys had a little thing the other day? A little spat?
Right back at it.
I agree.
Got to respect him. Yep. A lot of respect.
OG, stock down. Okay. Yeah.
Not even this down. Way down.
Way down. Okay.
Yeah, the tariffs have hit the OG market very hard.
Yep.
125% tax on the OG.
Everyone's calling their 401k, getting and pulling it on OG Wade.
Their 401 OG is way down.
Exactly. But number one on the caller stock watch. Herb in the Northeast. stock is up.
Oh. Really?
I love Rambling Herb. And the thing that he's done recently that I think is underappreciated, starts the call, 4 minutes later, whatever, brings it right back to close it. Yes. Somehow he gets there. I don't know how.
Somebody mentioned online that Herb sounds off recently, sounds a little sort of depressed or not quite as engaged as he normally is.
I think he's
is.
Just working a lot.
Okay. Because he sounds a little sleepy. And no offense to Herb, when we saw him at Chiggy's, I mean, he looked terrible.
Well, when has he looked... Great.
Like, you look like Herb.
Nah, he.
Well, the haircut is a little much.
It was falling all over, and he looked sweaty.
He could have just got out of the sauna.
He goes to the gym a lot.
Yeah,
exactly right.
He does sit in the sauna.
Yep.
It's interesting that you say stock.
Oh, I think it's flying up always. He's calling more consistently. You're getting him up there quicker. He's having good Herb moments.
Okay.
The Calipari cut, that was an all timer.
That's a good point.
The Camerata.
Yep. Good point as well.
High level Herb content.
All right.
He's back.
Congratulations to Herb. Stock up.
Yeah. So whose stock was up?
Okay, Andrew. And Jerry the Truck Horn Driver. And stock down on OG Wade and...
Chuck. So, and some honorable mentions, because I had them written down.
Okay.
Yoshi, stock down. Where's Horny Yoshi? Hasn't called in forever.
Disappeared.
That's true.
Disappeared off the face of the earth. And Dustin in the Northeast, stock up.
Yeah.
Even
Dustin's
though he
always a good
love
caller.
Love Dustin in the Northeast. Yeah. He's like a once-a-week caller, but it's always a good call.
Yeah.
Rios...
Yeah, but I don't give him, like, he's a football guy.
Right.
It kind of is what it is.
I just tell you, his stock is always up.
Always up. Yeah. I didn't know what you were suggesting, Spike. But
I'm just asking questions.
Yeah, please lock in.
I'm just asking questions.
Very up. Always
just
up.
Just asking
always
questions. Up. Okay. This hour is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down, up to 6 years to pay it off interest free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. 215-592-9494. Will in South Philly. You're on WIP. What's up, Will?
Was popping.
Whoa. Hey, Will.
It's a deep voice.
Yeah. Sounds smooth.
Number love. Hey, I listen to y'all's show all the time, and I really enjoy your show for the content. Mm. And Ike.
Yes, sir.
I actually met you like 5 or 7 years ago. I had on dark glasses. I had a deep voice, and you were walking away from me. I had a holler louder, and then all of a sudden we came and had a handshake.
Huh.
Number real though. It's number love.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he was just talking about that the other day.
Don't pay attention to Jack. Tupac guy like me, and I am a Tupac guy like you.
Yes, sir.
So it's nothing but love on that.
Yes, sir. Greatest of all time.
WIP, I need to share something with y'all.
Okay.
For 5 straight weeks, I want y'all to listen to exactly the words that I'm saying.
Okay.
For 5 straight weeks, I predicted the exact score of the Eagles games.
Wow.
Exact score?
Do you have record of this somewhere? Or are you just sort of, can we prove this?
Well, there's no way we can prove it.
I can prove it by my voice.
Okay.
Oh.
That's a good point.
I mean, hey, I'm just giving it to y'all. I mean, hey, look, I'm just going to give it to you like it is.
Yeah. Okay.
And I was shaking. After the second week, actually, the first week I was shaking. The second week I was shaking. The third week, and you can imagine by the fifth week, I was shaking. The exact score 5 weeks in a row. And you know when my streak broke?
When?
When Jalen Hurts got the concussion.
Mm.
Oh, the Washington game.
So it wasn't even fair.
I couldn't even blame it on myself. I said, hey, I just shook it off.
Yeah.
The real question,
I don't
Will,
care.
Is... How much did we bet? How much did we bet on this every week? Did we?
Right.
Did we at some point, you got to start
putting your money where your mouth is.
No.
Zero.
Zero.
I bet zero.
Okay.
And
I respect that.
When the Super Bowl came, guess what?
What?
The score that I said that when I was talking to my people in the streets, I said this is going to be the score.
Don't tell me you hit the Super Bowl score, too.
Nope. But listen to me.
Oh, no, Jack.
I said I'm going to pick. I had hesitation about it when I spit it out there. But the score that we won by in New England, when we beat New England, I think it was 41.
Yeah.
You think?
41-33.
Yes.
Oh.
No, not Spike. I said 41 because I said that was a good score. But when I said it, I had hesitation about it.
Yeah. That's Fritz playing that music.
41.
Yeah.
22.
Yeah.
And you know what the score was.
Oh, you missed it by 1 point.
Coming up next.
On East Side.
Man.
Best screenplay. Sir.
But I have, I want to spit it out there. I have a prediction for the Eagles upcoming single. I have a great feeling about it.
Okay.
But I'm going to tell y'all something.
All right. Yeah.
The feeling that I also have.
Oh, boy.
And I believe that I can stand on my jaws.
Spit it out, please. Yeah, please. I'm
dying.
Rushing.
This is brilliance. Don't rush it.
Can't rush brilliance.
We're going back to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my God.
I knew it.
Breaking news.
I knew it, Will.
Wow.
You want to wait to give us the score or you want to tell us now?
Yeah, who are they going to play?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell y'all now.
Okay. Oh, there we go.
We're going back to the Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
But it's not going to be with the same quarterback.
Huh? Hold on, it's heating up. What do you got? Yeah, what do you think about why?
It's a great idea, actually.
Not a great idea.
What a great call.
I'm giving you the same love that I had when I predicted 5 weeks in a row.
All right.
Yeah. Now I know who's going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, who's going to be the quarterback? Tanner McKee.
Our guy,
Tanner McKee.
Behind Jalen Hurts.
Yes, Tanner McKee.
He didn't even know.
Not know it.
Yep. You helped him.
Yep. Tanner McKee.
Thank you, Ike. Yep. I'm telling y'all.
And who are they going to play?
That's the film that I've gotten.
Wow. And who are they going to play?
Spike, you are too extra.
I'm extra? You just predicted next year's Super Bowl.
I'm just giving to you what I got.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, he doesn't really. The opponent hasn't formulated yet.
With Tanner McKee.
Super Bowl with Tanner McKee. Let me see what those odds are.
Yeah. Look that up. All right, Will. We appreciate you.
Who's
man.
Your lady man, Will?
If
I would have bet.
Who's your ladies man?
I'm a billionaire right now.
Well,
I can't even give you the odds. I can't even give you the love, but I'm just giving it to you what I got.
I feel you.
Who's your famous ladies man, Will?
Me.
That's perfect.
Matt heated up.
Yeah.
You perked up when he said.
Well, I was just curious where his head was at. Sounded like a knowledgeable guy.
Predicted a lot of good stuff. 215-592-9494. Jack, why don't you tell everybody about the amazing PGA Tour?
I know you're going to be there, Spike.
Oh, you know me.
Yeah, you got to register for tickets because, listen, the PGA Championship is coming next year. Major Championship Golf returns to Philadelphia in May of next year. Watch the world's top golfers compete for the iconic Wanamaker Trophy at the 2026 PGA Championship at Ike and I's home golf course, Arana Mink Golf Club in Newtown Square. To purchase tickets to the 2026 PGA Championship, you must first get registered. Register today at pgachampionship.com/register. That's pgachampionship.com/register. The earlier you register, the better chance you have at securing the most popular tickets before they sell out.
There you go. Well, you guys are going to get hooked up by what's-his-face, right?
No, that's the master.
Oh, that's the master.
Yeah, I've heard from him since.
Oh. Yeah, well, he called off there, said he's going, and if we want anything from the pro shop, then let him know.
Are you being serious?
I'm being 100% serious.
He called and said he's going.
His dad got him tickets. Like, oh, sick. You know, Louie? I mean, I thought we were boys.
Louie not only said he was going to get you tickets, he said he was going to give you weekend tickets.
Yeah. And then we could not that we could take off work, but theoretically we could have taken off work for it. Yeah.
Right.
Ridiculous.
Hadn't heard from him since.
No, he completely died. Went off the face of the earth. It was ridiculous.
Wow, you got ghosted by Louie in Nebraska.
But not even ghosted. Worse.
Stock down.
But we have to call first for his stock watch to even matter.
That's a good point.
But it's even worse. He's going, and he offered to buy us something from the pro shop.
Yeah, that's an insult.
Like, oh, I can't wait to get the Masters flag that I wasn't at. But I probably request the Masters flag. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go.
215-592-9494. Pim in Philly. You're on WIP.
Is that Pim or Tim?
It looks like Pim.
Tim with a T.
Oh, it's spelled Pim.
Dude, I thought you said P-I-M.
No.
I don't know. Your name could be Pim. I don't know that name. There's
when
a lot of names
Pim,
I don't know.
I'm like, that can't be right.
Well, it says Pim.
I know it does.
Okay.
That.
All right. Pim.
All right, Tim.
No, keep it as Pim. You're Pim from now on. Hey, Pim.
All right, that works. I got a question for you, Jack. Did you say you credit Schwarber to... What did you say? His
Oh, God.
Contact you?
Did I credit it? Is that what you said?
Yeah, weren't you saying he was playing good because of his, you said contact you, didn't
No,
you?
That was me. I said that. Jack didn't say that. I said that, yeah.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, what about where his spot in the lineup was?
That hasn't mattered. He's been great for the leadoff spot and the fourth
and
spot.
And four, yeah. He had four last night. He hit well. He's hit well in leadoff. He's hit well in every spot in the lineup he's hit. I would love to, I wouldn't love. If he was not hitting well in cleanup, that would be one thing, but he's hitting well in both spots.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And, I was just saying people are giving the Phillies,
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what?
No, nothing. I'm sorry. I saw something off screen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sorry.
I mean, I think they should give him a break,
I'm sorry, say again?
I think they should give him a break.
The Phillies?
Yeah.
Who's not giving them a break?
A couple people.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
What kind of a name? Let me just ask this. What nationality is the name Pim?
Well, it's Timothy. It's Irish.
Oh, Pimus.
Oh, Irish?
Pim is an Irish name? I've never heard it before. Like,
You never heard the name Timothy?
No, Pim.
Tim.
No, Pim.
Pim? I didn't say that. That was the other guy.
It's on the screen.
Yeah, Timmy. Tim.
Pim.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
So, Pim situation.
I wanted to give you a ladies' man.
Is it you?
What?
Is it you? Are you a ladies' man?
Well, yeah, kind of.
Oh, man. Never a doubt, Pim.
Yeah.
I was going to say, aside from Mike.
He's not a ladies' man. He's been locked down for 23 years.
Yeah.
Longer than that.
Who's the ladies' man, Pim?
I was torn between Rick James and Mick Jagger, but I got to give it to Quagmire from Family Guy.
No, that's a big answer.
That is a good answer. Isn't he a creep? He's not
a
ladies'
creep,
man.
Yeah, no, yeah.
From Family Guy?
Yeah. But he's a creep. He's like the, who was the Conklin character in the morning show that was a creep?
Eggy.
Almost every Conklin character.
I was going to say, which one?
Dr. Brown?
The movie reviewer guy.
Oh, I forget him.
Yeah.
Do you want some, Tyrese Maxey's officially done for the year.
Officially now.
Yeah, they shut him down with the finger injury.
He hit the breaking news sounder.
Wasn't sure if he's going to come back.
Breaking news.
Shams reported it a week ago, so they only have three games left. Oh, well, look who pops up. Louie from Nebraska.
Ah, phone service working down there in Augusta?
Wow, yeah.
Yes. Chrissy and Brett, what's going on?
A good start. a good start.
Look, I wasn't the one who left these guys out on a limb saying he could get the Masters tickets, Pim.
And by the way, if Chrissy says that's his home course in Rodemack, he might not ever play there. So I got to school him on what he puts on the airways.
Well, hold on.
Wait a minute.
Well, don't take my – I got like one card I can pull.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about this. First of all, happy Masters Week, everybody listening, because this
Hold
is
on.
Worldwide.
Yep. Louis, from a gambling perspective, if we were to gamble on it, do you have a pick for the Masters?
Well, if you want an in-depth pick from me, God. You got to look at strokes gained. Okay, strokes gained means how well do you hit the ball and how well do you drive.
Oh, I thought this was a Bluetooth commercial.
This is three players: Scottie Scheffler, Rory, and Colin. Okay.
Morikawa is a baby. There's a 0% chance he wins the Masters.
Lock it in. He's winning this week.
Well, you have to know what you're looking at. You know what I mean? But let's talk about Masters. Next year, okay, Ike, Fritzy, if you guys want to get off of work, let's talk about it so we can lock you in for next year. I'm a man of my word.
I know.
I bring you guys gifts. I'm going to give you lessons, Fritzy, so you can beat the camera, not by 10, but by 50. You know?
Yeah.
So, let's lock it in for next year. But unfortunately, I am going. So I just wanted to say, hey,
talk
my boys,
game.
They want to go. You know, if I want to bring them back something, I want to give you a call. That's why I called yesterday.
Just talk. You talk a big. You said you were getting those guys in. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Next year. It's a little too late. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm just looking out for my guys.
Yeah.
That's all. You didn't have to get all mad at me and call me by Brett. Call me Brett.
Hey, I'm not. All right. I actually love you.
I love you too.
You encouraged me to work harder. You know what I mean?
There you go. That's what he's a manager.
He's been
managing you this entire phone call.
Yep.
And he's going to manage us to Augusta next year. Yeah.
I'm always working.
Can I talk Phillies real quick?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously a tough loss yesterday. I don't know how the communication was lost in the fly ball out there. It's early, okay? We show signs of brilliance, and we show signs of that we need to work on some stuff. So I think we need to talk big at the All-Star break to see where we are. Injuries, how everybody's hitting, is Bohm still throwing tents or tantrums, all that good stuff. So let's all not panic, okay? I think this is a great year on the reason why the Eagles won the Super Bowl is the reason why, you know, the Phillies are going to be great because they're like, hey, let's not be the worst team in town. Even though
the Eagles, to your point, the Eagles made a drastic adjustment 4 weeks into the season with their offense because they realized something was not quite right. They made a drastic change in asking the quarterback barely to throw at all. And having the all-pro running back carry the team and make them look good, so I think it's right for us, you know, whether we are screaming and yelling or not. I'm curious whether the team thinks they need to do anything.
Well, here's the equivalent to running the ball with Saquon. I think this two lineup lefty righty pitcher is equivalent to Saquon because now Skip's saying, hey, listen. I need to throw my best strategy out there, no matter who's hitting the best or who's hitting the worst.
That's a good take.
You know? So I'm here for the takes. You know what I mean?
All right, brother.
When we playing golf, man. When we playing golf.
Man, whenever you're back, you let me know, man. We got to get Fritz out there with us. What we need, a Saturday or Sunday? Let me know which day.
Okay. South Jersey, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah, Fritz don't come to South Jersey anymore.
No.
So.
No, I'll come. If I'm playing again, Louis, private courses only. I'll play South Jersey,
and Jaws courses.
Yes, and Jaws courses.
And Jaws courses. And Jaws courses. Yes. Right. That's my bad.
All right, Louis.
All right, guys.
All right, brother. Enjoy Augusta.
There you go.
Movie Perv, by the way. That was the
Movie Perv. That's what it was. That's what it was.
The Conklin character from the morning show.
Yeah. Oh. By the way, I'm sorry for the cracking myself on the Pim Tim thing.
Oh, I could tell. Yeah.
Well, I was reminded of the Step Brothers scene.
Oh, the whole Pam,
the Pam
situation.
Pam thing. And it was funny to me. And I realized that I was on the radio while I kept doing the Pim thing. But it was funny to me.
Yeah, but Pim didn't pick it up. I don't think he got it.
Man, he steamrolled right over that, man. He kept saying Timothy.
I was like, no, Pim. I'm laughing about it now. All right. Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. Up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Guided Door and Window. You can call them at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. What do you think is a bigger issue for the Phillies? The bullpen or the daycare? Phillies play tonight. First pitch, 7:15. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down, hold me now, I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking, maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Normally, we have like a 30-second warning.
What happened there?
We didn't get a 30-second warning that time.
Yeah.
We're back! So Ike started off, and then I got in front of Ike. Ike almost ran me over. Thank God Ike stopped, but it pushed him to get back here later. Whew.
Yeah.
Today's show is sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Get 20% off all windows and doors with no money down. None. And up to 6 years to pay it off interest-free. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Been talking about the Phils all day. Now we have the Phils and Braves tonight on WIP. The first pitch is at 7:15. We have one Taiwan Walker going for the Phils. I didn't recognize the name of the guy that's pitching for the Braves. Who's going for the Braves?
His name's Grant Holmes.
Okay.
He's got a great like sweeper. Interesting pitcher. Feels like a guy that will shut them down for five innings.
And that's what I was going to ask. Is this? I'm always. If there's one thing that you're right about often, it is. Oh, this guy's going to own the Phillies.
Yeah, for a little bit. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it's interesting. They're batting like over 300 from the seventh inning on.
Yes.
But still, yeah, no, he's got pretty good stuff. He's interesting.
The Braves broadcast last night was very complimentary of the Phillies so far, almost in awe. There was a quote. I don't know who said it. I don't know which guy said it because where I still am until I moved down here, I couldn't watch our broadcast. I had to watch the Braves broadcast. So they were talking. And they said there was a very business-like atmosphere in the Phillies clubhouse prior to the game. Like a very only winning matters sort of thing. I thought it was interesting for the opposing team's broadcast to bring that up. Jack has mentioned that a few times. Their sort of mood around the team has been different this year.
Yeah, and that's... that's good, right? You want them to be more businesslike, but I wonder how that also has affected the daycare. You know what I mean?
Oh, that I hadn't thought of that actually.
The stop. I'm just.
It's coming back.
What?
The daycare.
They're gonna start dumping water on people
soon.
Start
coming back.
Really?
Oh. Well, because
if anybody is superstitious, it's baseball players.
Well, they're playing good though. I mean,
well, no, but they aren't.
No, I know. And they look like, and they look like they're wearing it,
right?
Like on their sleeves,
right?
And the heightened increase in we need to be locked in at all times. That was my concern: was is it going to strip the joy and the fun that those guys brought by being the younger kids on the team?
Well, because not everybody stays locked in the same way.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Everybody needs a different vibe in the way that they do it, and maybe the way that now it's not like. By the way, it's not like Stott was knocking the cover off the ball last year, you know, dumping water on people. Yeah, he was hitting 240 and dumping water on people. And Marsh was the exact same guy last year. But that is something to wonder about, whether that has crept into their brain about, you know, who am I? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to act? Maybe it has made them less effective.
And that's why I thought when Bryce... after opening day or before opening day, either way, when he said, I want the young guys to put the pressure on us, I don't think they've done that. I mean, I think that they're putting a lot of the pressure on themselves. We've seen Bohm react a lot. Stott, I think he's putting a lot of pressure on. Marsh, same kind of things, because those guys are the ones that are close to paydays.
Right.
Oh, right. And there's that, too.
Yeah.
And they're getting close to contract time, whereas a lot of those other older guys, they're more made men in the league.
It's interesting. That is an interesting way to look at it. And not that... I don't think anybody would be beating down the doors for them to go back to being the quote-unquote daycare.
Sure.
But it is something, too, if they've had the identity of the young guys on the team.
Yep.
Right? And so they've been sort of the fun-loving team. And we think about, you weren't here, but think back to 2022, Jack, if you remember, that was a big thing in the first half of the season before they fired Girardi. It was, he's too hard on the young guys.
Yep. And he's too stuck up. He was unapproachable. Right. And there was a stiff clubhouse.
And then supposedly everything got, yes, and supposedly everything loosened up after that. And the young guys started enjoying themselves. And they could be free to go out and play well, all that stuff.
Well, forgetting about the daycare stuff itself, I wonder if the pressure of what this year is affecting them as well. Because... it's one thing for that pressure to come when you're a vet and you've been to a bunch of all-star games and so on and so forth, and this is just how it is. Mm-hmm. But this is, remember, their entire career here, the 22 team was a surprise.
Yep.
Even the 23 team didn't have a particularly great regular season and then went on a run. Mm-hmm. Last year was the pressure.
The season.
Yeah, but they felt the pressure at the end. And I wonder if the pressure overall of this season is affecting them a little bit, too. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is looking for artisans who are detail-oriented and have a passion for making people's dreams come true. Apply online at marks-jewelers.com. Which worries you more about the Phils? Excuse me, the bullpen or the daycare? 62.1% say the bullpen.
Three coughs.
Sorry, man. I'm trying to. No one's
four coughs.
Jesus.
David in the Northeast. You're on WIP.
Hey, how's it going?
Need water? What's up, David?
Listen, hey, Ike.
Yeah.
Can any of you guys can get down to the field? Give my man Walker a little pep talk, man.
Can you please turn the radio off in the background, David?
Yeah.
It's good.
There we go.
I just want you guys to make him feel like he's part of the team.
Ooh, Tywan Walker?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't think anybody's going to boom tonight, and they're in Atlanta.
I mean, like, somebody's got to get down there and pep him up, man.
To Atlanta?
He's pitching tonight, right?
Yes!
Yeah, but it's on the road.
They're literally in Georgia.
Well, still.
Yeah.
Give him the pep talk, man.
All right, we will.
I'll give him a call.
Have you ever heard the name Pim as like an Irish name, a traditional Irish name?
Well, you know, my name's Donnelly, so.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever heard Pim?
Birds of a feather stick together.
For sure.
Yeah.
Give him the pep talk. Please.
Okay. Okay. All right. We got you. We're going to give him a pep talk. All right, Dave.
I'm banking on it, man.
Oh.
If I don't hear anything, I'm not calling no more.
Wait, well, is that a promise?
Oh, Ike, you better watch that.
I'm pro David in the Northeast. He was asleep yesterday. He's locked in today.
I'm going to come look for you.
No, I'm
all
just
right,
no,
with no,
you.
No, we don't need that.
Don't let me do that now.
No, don't want to do that.
He lives that.
I just want to ask about the logistics of it's 5:38.
Yeah,
and the game starts at 7:15. Even if we wanted to get to Atlanta to give Taiwan Walker a pep talk, it would be impossible.
Somebody get a phone call.
All right. Good all point. Right. Good point.
Why were you asleep yesterday?
Yeah, buddy.
What was that?
Why were you asleep yesterday?
Well, I had a tough day today, man.
That's a good point.
What was tough about it?
I felt good today. I got a job.
Oh, congrats.
Oh, congratulations.
And, you know, I'm back in the saddle again, man.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're back. So, you know.
Okay. What job did you get?
Well, I'm working in a technology place. You know.
Oh, my ass.
That was Jack. That was Jack, David.
Why do you guys keep laughing every time?
No, I love you, David. I love you, David. What kind of technology? You like writing code?
just pop. Prep talk, old man.
Okay.
Yeah, right. So, I get that.
Call him and say, hey, it's the president.
They'll believe that. Yeah,
that'll work.
He'll definitely answer.
Yeah. Can you impersonate the president?
I'm cutting all your
taxes.
I'm cutting all your plans.
Right, right. All your pension, 401k, all that. Yeah,
tariffs,
that's awesome.
Yep,
yeah,
yep.
This call just went straight down.
Yeah, yeah. We should. Technology,
now,
huh?
Now, Ike.
Yes.
Behave yourself, friend.
All right.
Yep, yep. Come on, watch it, Ike.
Yes, I got you.
Come
I got
on.
You.
All right.
Fritz there. Fritzy.
Answer the man, Fritzy.
Yeah, what's up, David?
Keep him in line too.
Yes.
Yep. All right. This is good
guys,
stuff.
Look,
all right, David.
He's got to do something, man.
Okay.
I just, you know, I want to see him pitch a good game.
Well, he threw six shutout innings last time, so
you can duplicate that tonight.
Yeah.
It's a new season.
Yep.
New. But if he wins, you think I can get a chunk of that $38,000? Or whatever he's making.
He's making a little more than 38,000.
Taiwan Walker's making 18 million.
38,000 a game.
Yeah.
I'll take 20%.
Okay.
All right.
I'm not that,
greedy. Yeah.
Technology.
But anyway.
Yeah.
What happened yesterday anyway? I didn't even know what Don's score was.
You were sleeping.
I know.
Yeah. All right, David.
Yeah. Okay.
What was the score?
We get 7-5. We
you meant what happened to
the Phillies. What? Yeah. We gotta go, buddy. We gotta go.
Oh, come on, man. Give me a score.
7-5.
7-5.
Okay. That's what you had to say.
All right. Okay. All right. What are we?
What
ESPN.
Kind of technology?
Now?
What kind of technology?
What type of phone did you use to call us?
I'm on a cell phone.
You guys fixing rotary phones.
Rotary?
Yeah.
Come on now.
That's Spike.
That were not years ago.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway,
I know.
Come on, guys.
All right.
We got to give him a pep talk.
Yeah, tighten up, man.
Tighten up. All right, David.
All right, David.
Or do something.
Okay, all right.
Carrier pigeon or something?
Did you say carrier pigeon?
What kind of technology?
Yeah, how's a pigeon going to get from Philadelphia to Atlanta in an hour and a half?
Anyway, you never know, man.
Yeah.
How's he still on?
I don't know. Well, I'm trying to let him go. He won't say goodbye. All right,
it's
goodbye,
just
David.
Heating up, actually.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to say goodbye.
No, I don't want to either.
Right. I got to put him on hold for a second. We'll get back to him.
Yeah, maybe during the text line.
Yeah. Yes, we should have him do the text line.
Oh,
have him read.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Well, one thing that excites me as much as David in the Northeast is finally getting brand new windows in my house.
There we go.
Yeah, getting that new house. And Guida is helping me out. I'll be honest with you, until I went through this process, I wasn't excited to get new windows and a new front door. But I'm actually really excited about it now. Guida is going to help you do it. Getting brand new windows in your house and new doors in your house is going to do multiple great things that you know you just keep putting it off. your energy bills are going to go down because you're going to keep the hot air out or the cold air out in the winter, right? The value of your home is going to go up, which is great as well. And you're going to be more comfortable. During the summer, it's 100 degrees outside. You don't want to be 100 degrees in your house. You don't have to be pumping up the AC all the way up the whole summer. That's what the new windows and doors will do. And what Guida will do is make it easier for you to get them. No money down, interest-free financing for up to 36 months, depending on the size of your project. And if that's not enough for you, 72 months, which is 6 years of low monthly payments with no interest. And on top of all of that, if that isn't enough, I told the folks at Guida, that's enough. They said, no, not enough. 20% off every window, every door they sell. There are restrictions. There's a minimum purchase, and the financing is subject to credit approval. All of those details, there's a lot of them. They can give you those. All you have to do is call 877-GO-GUIDA. Talk to one of the friendly, lovely people over at Guida. You can even schedule a free in-home estimate or go to GoGuida.com. That's GoGuida.com. Hey, David.
Or how about if I do it myself?
See, there it is.
You want yourself.
Yeah.
I'm pretty.
I was whacking that thing.
See, I got a technical job now. Well, why, Jake, man?
No, I know, but what is the job?
The job is a couple ceilings. Just had a door put in a couple of weeks ago.
That's not technology.
I had the front windows done.
Let him cook.
All by me, man.
Did you call Guida?
No.
Oh, you should have.
I called Don Lee's Incorporated.
No.
All right,
David. Well, that doesn't... Well, I guess we all have different ideas of what technology might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Mine's the right way.
Yes.
Right, yep. Yeah, I agree.
I do it all by myself.
Yep, all right. We got to go, though.
Okay, guys.
All right.
Go.
All right.
I appreciate you, Dave. Wow.
Holy.
He sounded excited to get off the air.
Yeah.
I don't appreciate that.
Like we were holding him.
Yeah. Is this been...
Okay, guys, go.
Yeah.
Do you think from 4:30 to 5 now, worst hour of phones we've ever had?
Yes.
Like, I can't tell. Is it so bad it's good?
I don't know anymore.
I know.
I don't know.
Like, I've been entertained.
Yeah. I can't turn away from it.
Yeah. Right.
I need more of
it's
it.
It's like a car wreck.
Yeah, but I can't tell if it's entertaining or not entertaining. Like, well, the Pim guy was funny to me. Yeah. David was funny to me. I can't tell.
Well, it's entertaining. I don't know how knowledgeable it is and whether or not people are learning anything.
Oh, there's a 0% chance of that happening.
Yes. But I believe they are entertained by it.
David was very intent on us giving Taiwan Walker a pep talk.
Listen.
We got to find a way to get him and Herb together.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's next goal of this show.
Justin, Tennessee, you're on WIT. Save us, Justin.
Justone. What's up, brother?
Boys, I tell you what, I've been cracking up. I thought that was Herb doing a David impression or something.
Yeah.
David is on fire. Like, he started out yesterday snoring, sawing logs, and then today he comes in hot like Herb. I didn't know what the blue hell was going on, boys. That was, and you know how Jack gives poor old Buzz hell for the cow that's like, come on, Jack, like these last few now.
Yeah, you're the one putting them on here.
That's on you, Hal. Stop.
But I would argue it's been entertaining.
Talk down on Fritz for screening calls.
I disagree.
He thinks he's doing a good job.
Well, that David did bring it back up. He did. Oh, yep. And Truck Horn Jerry, y'all got to get him some blue chew so he can have some fun with the lot lizards down there in the truck.
The light lizards?
Lot lizards.
Yeah.
They hang out at the truck stop.
Yeah. Jack has no idea.
The truck stops.
You don't want to know. You don't want to know.
No, yeah. Justin's loving it, though.
Yeah, Justin's loving this.
I'm telling y'all what, man. That call's got me. I forgot what I was even wanting to call about. I was listening to that dude. I was cracking up. But what I was going to say about Schwarber, man, y'all, if they don't re-sign him, Jack hit the nail on the head. He could be like the next Ortiz. He's only, 32? Ortiz played until he was 40, practically DH'd his entire career. Schwarber, that's all he's going to be the rest of his career. So if he plays another six years, I mean, he could really be like Ortiz. Ortiz, last year, he was 40 years old, and he hit 315. I'm not saying Schwarber could do that, but, I mean, if he could get around 290 or something like that,
well,
I mean, that would
be... Ortiz was doing something else, too.
Well, come on.
Allegedly. Well, that didn't matter for his Hall of Fame case, no, but Bonds can get in. Yeah. Can't get
that's
in.
That's not confirmed.
So. Wow.
He was on that list.
Yeah.
He may have been. Uh-huh. I mean, LeBron, look at what he's doing it for.
Well, we know come him. Yeah. Well, we know what the
well,
hell
there's
he's
nothing.
Doing.
There's nothing. He's the best.
Yeah.
Little longevity.
Yeah.
He's the best flopper in the history of the game.
Oh, you don't know squat about basketball. You can't.
Warriors game last weekend, that looked like something off the Zapruder film. I thought somebody in the nosebleed shot him the way he went down. I was like, somebody shot LeBron. He's laying down flopping like a fish on the bank. Lord God help him. That was atrocious. Oh, my God. But anyway, I'm going to get off here and let you go. But, yeah, I agree with Jack, man. Schwarber could be like the next Ortiz. Mm-hmm. Give him some dadgum go juice. Who cares, man? Let him do steroids and hit it 500-600 feet. I don't care. Baseball was more entertaining back in anyway.
Who's your ladies' man?
Oh, Magic Johnson.
Oh, God, Justin is on fire today.
Yeah, yeah. All right. All right, Justin. Holy moly. We got to get out of here.
I was not expecting that one.
Yeah, this has been an hour and a half of radio.
And we didn't even talk about the one caller that predicted all of this.
Oh, Will.
Oh, yeah, Will.
Yeah, that was – and the tempo on him. He's like, guys, yeah. I got something for you.
It's like – you didn't know when to jump in.
The Eagles season ended 2 months ago.
Yeah,
he's telling
he
us
called
about
all of it.
A prediction he made in November?
With no real proof.
No. Five straight games. He's a liar. I don't believe him at all. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Man. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line. Text line. Text line.
Spike is out on Boehm because he loses his cool? Interesting. Black Gritty, Chuck and Mount Airy, and sometimes Corey in Columbus.
It's my job to lose my cool. Let me tell you, it's home runs when I lose my cool.
Right.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. What's next?
You know who else was on Baywatch? Erica Eleniak, who was in Under Siege and popped out of a birthday cake with no clothes on at minute 37. Spike still going on about Baywatch while revealing horror movies might not be his actual favorite.
No. Blown Away was only, it was an action movie that Nicole Eggert happened to be naked in.
Oh.
Well, you were the one that birthed Horny Yoshi with your Mount Rushmore of nude scenes.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
Yeah.
Well, no, you guys birthed Horny Yoshi, I think, with the... Didn't you have a Halle Berry thing going on at one point?
Yeah.
Or Robin Givens. Something.
I was team Robin Givens.
Yes. Yeah.
Make that clear.
Yeah. What's next?
You know who's a ladies' man? Ike. Ike knows what I'm talking about. Tornado Shapiro.
Yeah, he's got a bunch of stories with
he
you.
He does have a bunch of stories,
yeah.
Man.
You never told us any of those stories. What's next?
Spike wanting optionality over a winner? That's Maury Brain. Joe and New Hope.
There is a lot. I was waiting for somebody to say that.
That's Joe and New Hope.
It's been a while. It's been a while for Joe and New Hope.
It's been a while for Joe and New Hope.
Oh, is that, is it Giglio?
Well, Joe and... It's Giglio's best friend, Joe and New Hope.
Oh, yes. Got it. Yeah. I understand. All right. What's next?
Ike often struggles to remember specific pop culture details. Also, Ike threw out the rumor about Pete Davidson with the speed of a person who had just buzzed in on Jeopardy. Alex in Lancaster.
That's a good point. You did have that Pete Davidson rumor pretty quickly.
Well,
yeah.
That's the reason why I knew him initially. It's like Kim K, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's my first time hearing of him.
Oh,
Kate
really?
Beckinsale?
Kim Kardashian, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was with Kim K. Oh, yes, I did.
Yes,
because
he did. Everyone did.
There was that weird thing with him and Kanye.
Kanye
call him or something?
Him,
that's what I'm saying. That's the only reason I heard of Pete Davidson.
Yep. What's next?
Is there video of it? Wilt from the grave asking about Spike's 250 push-ups.
Ah. Fair.
Not bad.
I like that. Yes.
Very fair.
Yes.
I can't say anything to that. Very fair. What's
Except
next?
That you could provide video.
Yes, I'm going to hold up a little piece of paper that says 250. What's next?
Mike Mayock's draft analysis was pretty good, but if it didn't start with, what'd it do? Did it even happen? Okay, Andrew.
Yeah, he didn't read that right.
Yeah.
Like, that was not even close. Way to listen to the show, Battle.
Okay,
Andrew.
Okay, Andrew.
It's like,
okay,
it's
Andrew.
Like Ike, it's like when Ike does stop.
Yeah.
Hair loss.
Oh, what's next?
Jeopardy host, 23 minutes. Jeopardy contestant, what is how long it takes Jerry the Truckhorn guy to get through two items on the docket? Mark and Modka.
Poor Jerry said he was going to see us at Chickie's. I said, we probably won't be there. He's like, I don't care. I'm going to go anyway.
And give her my number. I need to meet him.
Yep. All right. Do we have Fritz at 6? Oh, yeah. We have. You're doing leading off because we have baseball night, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So
I'm just saying, don't lose this game tonight, man.
No. Can't lose two out of three
I'm
to the
saying.
Braves.
Yes.
Yep.
You think it's a must win?
Yes.
Yeah, because then all the pressure goes to my guy.
Tomorrow. Yes, Nola, who will give up.
Lizardo's tomorrow.
Oh, Lizardo's tomorrow. Oh, all right.
Nola hasn't pitched in a week.
Pressure goes on my guy.
Your guy, yeah. So that is coming up next. Thank you for so much for listening. Man. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You said we've been talking about ladies' men all show. Ike.
Yes.
We want somebody who listens to WIP Afternoon Show to be a true ladies' man, right?
That's right.
There's a lot of qualities, but performance in the bedroom.
That's the number one quality.
You got to be able to perform. You got to want to keep them coming back.
That's and right.
The Blute, sorry.
Could have cut that.
Wasn't expecting that live.
Yeah. Blue Chew is the way to do it. We talk about Blue Chew a lot. We're laughing. But it's very serious business in that it is a great product that can help you perform better when you need to perform. And there is no shame admitting that you could be a little bit better than you are. And if you don't think you're going to be happier, you'll be more confident. She will be much happier. And there's a million reasons why Blue Chew is better than any of the other products you've heard. It's the same active ingredients as the one you've heard, Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Stax, and all that. But it's chewable, which is better because at a moment's notice, way easier.
You get the text on the drive home. We're all leaving the show now.
Yeah. You have a pill.
Yep.
You have one of the Blue Chews in the car or in your wallet, whatever. Yeah. It's all online, so you don't have to worry about any of those ridiculous doctor's appointments.
No.
You just meet with one of their medical pros online. It takes a couple minutes. And you don't have to go to the pharmacy because they make and ship everything right here in the USA, so it's cheaper.
Mm-hmm.
There's no tariffs, right, Jack?
Yep.
And then they ship it directly to your mailbox very quickly in a
discreet,
hard package.
It really pops out and it grows.
So what we're going to do for you is the WIP Afternoon Show cares about you so much. We are going to cover your first month. Your first month is going to be free thanks to us.
On us.
And when
us.
You get it, you should send us a thank you note.
Yeah, send us a thank you note. Use promo code 94 when you check out. It's going to be free. All you're going to do is pay $5 for shipping. Then you'll get it in the mail. You'll be a hero and you will be able to
chew it and do it.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.